Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have that chance, let's face the music and dance.
That's all we can do is face the music and dance. Dance with me, darling. Good morning, it's Joe on the radio. Happy Monday. Monday, May 11th, you can believe that. Look at us into May, and we got a little bit more to hold on to this quarantine situation, and you're going to make it. We're going to make it. Makes me crazy. It makes me crazy that we couldn't see our moms, but we did what we could, and I'm so proud. Like I said, I posted something last night. I'm so proud to be on this journey with you. It's an American thing. We will get this. We will win this. But we're together with our brothers and sisters around the world for the first time. And it is such a great time to reach out from America to the rest of the world and know who the real enemy is. And that is, of course, the communists, you know, because I'll tell you what, I got a lot to talk about this morning. I love having you with us and a good morning to you. And we got a great guest list as always. And we're going to have a fun show for the next 4 hours. But I want to tell you, you know, I depend on my iPhone, and I don't know why I keep buying the iPhone. First of all, the multitasking is miraculous. You could talk to somebody and text somebody at the same time and download music. It's amazing when it works. But there's so many glitches. I just plead with everybody in Washington that they listen. We have been at the forefront of everything that everybody's talking about. Now, we said it here on the show. We don't get promos. We don't have promos on the show. No one cares about Joe on the radio. They could care less. Oh, he's going to be those are the knuckleheads in the morning. Put them on. They're doing well. Keep them on. No one does a promo. We're the first people to say manufacture in the United States of America. Bring it home. We told you where the virus came from. We told you about remdesivir. Remdesivir, you can't use remdesivir. Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. That'll kill people. Mayor de Blasio yesterday, please, Mr. President, send them remdesivir. The president was right all along. He's been talking about that and hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pack. It works. What choice do you have? Not ventilators. Ventilators, as we learned from the Piscopo Show in the morning with Frank and Alan and Debbie, thank you. It just exasperates the lung problem. Excuse me. I'm just saying. With me and Frank and our operations manager, Matt Cimbola, we're putting together promos. Joe said it. We said it on the Piscopo Show, you know? And I told you, we got to manufacture. Now we have an impetus. We're doing, not anybody else. We're going to try to bring drug production back to New Jersey, make New Jersey the medicine chest of the world. And this all leads to my iPhone just plain breaking this morning. This is an $1,100 phone. Can you imagine if you're a kid and you're in Queens and you're in Brooklyn, you're in the Bronx, you're on Bloomfield Avenue in Bloomfield, New Jersey, and you're walking down and it's 1966, and someone will tell you one day you'll have a phone, you'll be able to email. What is email? You could text. What is text? You could do all these things on the phone, you know, and you would never believe it. The 21st century is where we are. We get there, but nothing works. Nothing works. Why? Because it's made in China. Make it in America, for crying out loud. Remember Stanley Tucci, Tony Shalhoub in The Big Night? Make the pasta, right? Make the products in America. And Peter Navarro, God, thank God Peter Navarro is in the administration. And the president understands this. My goodness gracious. I run my whole show off of my phone. It was so funny. I'm about to go on the air, and I found a beautiful old picture from my mother. And happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Yesterday was a great day. I hope you had a great day. And I found a beautiful picture from my mom in our house on 10 Copper Place in Belleville, New Jersey. Because my father worked in Passaic, but they went from Newark to Belleville out in the country. You know, that was the country back then. And Pop stayed in Belleville, and he had on the GI Bill, which is where the government gave you that. And he bought like the house for like $8,000 or something like that. A house, right, for $8,000. Swear to goodness gracious, right off of Franklin Avenue, I believe, Copper Place. And my beautiful picture of my mom. She had to be 25 years old. So I tweeted it out, say to all moms everywhere, we love our moms. Of course. And then she called. Then the phone rings. And who is it? My mother. Did you ever get one of those things? Am I right or wrong? This morning, right now, just about 10 minutes ago, I'm tweeting this thing out, say one more pic of my mother. And the phone rings, says mom. And she calls like that. And we had a great time. So that was something. So I tweeted it out. Then all of a sudden, because everything was working, the phone just stops. Please make the products in America. Or how about this? How about this for all the greedy corporations? Is where you want to make the products in China, then just sell them to China. China's a big enough country, you can make a lot of money. So Tim Apple, Tim Cook, from the head of Apple. I like Tim Apple's a better name, really. The president was right. If you're gonna make the phone in China, then just sell it to China. If you want GM wants to go to China, just sell it in China. Sell the cars in China. But if you're gonna sell it to America, they got to be made here. They got to be made here. And if Japanese auto worker or German auto company rather wants to come to America, manufacture it here, but bring it home, man. We are in the most important point of our life as a nation right now, right here in the United States of America. And whether you like Donald Trump, you can't stand Donald Trump. This is why I think you could say, why did this virus hit us? What did we do? I think it's a red flag. Because once the communists take over, we don't know half of what's going on in China. And you know what? I wouldn't either. And I tell you this, I have full disclosure on the show. If our boss, Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce, they don't say, Joe, you're on the radio and you're working with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo. And I say, who are those people? And I met the guys. And then Frankie goes, all right, look, you're going to do this. This is what we do. Here's a book for Peter Navarro, Crouching Tiger. It's about China. You're not going to believe what you're reading in this book. This was 6 years ago. I'm reading this book. I'm going, oh, my God. They want to take over the world. Really? Because I like the Chinese people. It's not the Chinese people at all. It's the communists. The communists. And by the way, what's one step away from communism? It's called socialism. It's what they're trying to bring to this country, right? Bring it on, Mr. President. Stand fast. Oh, I want to see him say we're doing it. I want that Defense Production Act. No, you're taking too long. I want everything built here, including the iPhone. Oh, my gosh, almighty. Only me and only me. And then this, too. It's so wild. When I've been whining about the Republicans doing nothing. Just last week, again. I mean, we could, you know, we were ahead of the curve and everything else. But honestly, I talked to Joe DiGenova last week. Frankie brought Joe to the air. I love Joe DiGenova. Bright guy. Former U.S. attorney, you know, in Washington. And understands the mechanisms of the government far better than so many people. And Joe said, no, A.G. Barr knows what he's doing. Attorney General Barr knows what he's doing. And I'm going, and I remember I said on the interview, I said, but where are the Republicans, man? Where is everybody? Where's everybody supposed to come out and they're going after this with the FISA the warrant and everything else and what happened with the Russia collusion? And he was friendly and he was upbeat. Joe DiGenova was. He knew. Boom. Boy, did the other shoe drop. And then General Flynn is one thing, because we see that happen too. And that's another thing I never thought about. I would talk to Judge Andrew Napolitano. Oh, Judge Knapp, he doesn't like the president. Yeah, but when it comes to civil liberties, and I don't dislike my friends if they disagree with me. If they don't like somebody, I'm not gonna have a friend because they don't believe in with me politically. You're still my brother, you're still my sister, and I love you anyway. But Judge Knapp was right about civil liberties. It's an assault on our civil liberties. What was happening? If it happens to Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, to any of those people, they go in, they break the client lawyer privilege. We remember the last 2 years, it's all this Russia collusion, scary stuff. And they went and they tried to take the president down. He stood strong. Then they try it again while the Chinese are spewing this virus upon us, you know? And now it's coming. Now it's what goes around comes around. You can't be evil and get away with it. It will always come and get you. I promise you that. That's the lesson for today. And Joe said, you can't be evil, you know? It's true, though. Am I right? It goes right back to the Democrats. Now everything is coming out. And this might lead, and I'm talking about what happened with the Russia collusion and General Flynn, how they wanted to take General Flynn out, how he knew some things. And you could watch, if you watch, Fox News is all over it, and they're meticulously breaking everything down, and Tucker and Sean and everybody else. But I got to tell you, this might lead to President Obama. This might lead, and you wonder why they want to take down President Trump. And whether you like him or not, that's incidental. But I'm telling, this is the mechanism of what's happening in Washington, D.C. And I'm telling you, it's great. It's a great time in our country that you can't get away with that. You can't just go after somebody. You may not like Roger Stone. Oh, Roger Stone. Like you. Oh, he's a political lightning rod. You know what? He's a citizen of America and did nothing wrong. They went after him. General Flynn went in. They set him. It was inexcusable what they did. And they're not going to get away with it. They're not going to, and we're going to, and I applaud this administration. I applaud Attorney General Barr for the New York Times to go up against this and say this is wrong. That where's the civil liberties? Where's the quote unquote liberal Times that cares about your civil liberties? That's what's being protected. And you know what? That's what this is all about. It's not all about politics. It's about protecting your civil liberties and your rights as an American citizen. And that's another thing too. Don't get me started. We're fired up this morning. It's Monday. We got, and we're at 6:16 with Joe on the radio. Forgive me. It's time to go back to work. It's time to go back to work. Oh, this is a pandemic. Yes, it's a pandemic. It's as bad as the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu was 100 years ago. Have we not advanced scientifically in 100 years? You want to know the answer to that? We have not. We have not. 100 years ago. This is the Spanish flu. 50 million people. This is 2020. Are you kidding me? And you can't find a vaccine? You didn't know the pandemic was coming? You don't know how to you don't take care of it? You weren't prepared for it? We don't have enough PPE protection gear for our frontline workers? Are you kidding? Who was watching the store? And it's, and there's people in science that should have been all over this, and they were not. They were not. It was the pandemic. Well, this is as bad as 1918. Over 100 years ago. And here we are in 2020, and we're not better than 100 years ago. You know what the remedy is now? Go out in the sun. That's what they said. I told you that day. Again, another thing I said on the show. I'm going to tell you when I'm wrong. I was wrong that the Republicans aren't stepping up. They are. Jim Jordan's stepping up. McCarthy is stepping up. And Senator Cotton is stepping up. I understand that. I was wrong, and I admit that. But my goodness gracious, but you got to look. How did they cure the Spanish flu? They put them in the sun. Hey, there you go. That was 2020. They must have a drug. Imagine if you're back in 1918, after the first, as you're finishing up the First World War, and you go, imagine the medicines we're going to have in 100 years. Imagine that. We'll never have disease like this. Oh, they'll have some magic bullet that you could take and won't have it. No, not so much. It's no different than 100 years ago, and the scientific community should be embarrassed and ashamed of themselves. I'm just saying. I've had it. We're staying home, I'm holding back, and I'm trying to be nice. These people in charge love it. Remember Rahm Emanuel, President Obama's guy, never waste a good crisis. That's exactly how they look at this. It's a political crisis. I'll be able to run for president. I'll be able to be on camera for 2 hours every day. I'll be able to have a press conference. It's all about me. You have to stay home. I want to control you. And now I'm done with it. Done with it. It's time to get back to work. And it's time to pressure the scientific community to stop, wash your hands and don't touch your face. It's 2020 in the name of God Almighty. Really? Really? Wash your hands. It's like the pandemic was 100 years ago, and now they're saying the same thing now that they did 100 years ago. Don't touch your face. This is it. This is all you got? You can't come up with a drug. And then when I talk about, thanks to Stephen Greer, and thanks to Five Boroughs, we're bringing Stephen Greer to the show. Oh, we got a show today. I'm fired up. You got Stephen Greer come up and go. He goes, he said in an offhanded comment, as I asked him about your medicine to take care of this coronavirus, he goes, he had a little chuckle. Good, Dr. Greer did. And he goes, no, we got medicine for it. I go, I'm sorry, sir. He goes, yeah, remdesivir you got if it gets bad. And you got this hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. It does work. If there's an inkling that it works, that's what we should have been doing at the onset of this. No one saw it coming. I don't know how the scientific community did not see it coming. It's a puzzlement to me. In 100 years, they still didn't see it. I'm not blaming the president. I'm not blaming Nancy Pelosi or Governor Cuomo. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not, because the politicians, not their job to be scientists. We have billions of dollars in the scientific community. They should have let us know this. And then when the president goes, these drugs may work, the press irresponsibly and in such an egregious manner go after this president just because the president may have a cure, now comes full circle and you have the liberal Democratic mayor of New York saying, we want our remdesivir. Excuse me, we were talking about it 2 months on this program. How many tens of thousands of lives could we have served if we indeed used remdesivir or hydroxychloroquine and we used the Z-Pak with it? You listen to the show. I'm telling you, we got it. We got all the answers and now it's time to act. It is time to act. Rick Klein is going to join us momentarily. That's off the 7 o'clock hour. I'm so excited. I love Matthew Whitaker. He is a big, tough guy and a great guy, former acting attorney general of the United States. He's got this book called Above the Law that's coming out. Matthew Whitaker, Pamela Geller, anything could happen. Pam Geller coming in. Rachel Hartley, she's an ICU nurse who sailed 250 miles from Hampton, Virginia to treat COVID patients in New York. On this Nurse Week, we will bring Rachel Hartley to the airwaves. Commissioner Bill Bratton, he is a legend in law enforcement. We're always proud and privileged to bring Commissioner Bratton to the airwaves. Michael Pack, a producer and director of the award-winning documentary Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. You don't want to miss that with Michael Pack. Colonel Michael Lewis, MD, former U.S. military infectious disease hunter. That's what I'm talking about right there. And my longtime friend Bill Boggs, Emmy award-winning television personality and all-around great guy. Debbie Duhame is out there. Good morning, Debbie. Hope you had a good weekend. How are we doing traffic-wise?
I'll tell you what's happening. By the way, I love that picture of your mom that you posted with her when she was a young woman. So beautiful. Joe, let's see what's happening right now on the Deegan. Deegan southbound getting into the Cross Bronx. That's at long-term construction. We're seeing some volume there. Eastbound BQE slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge. A little bit busy on the LIE westbound getting out toward Greenpoint Avenue. And heading to Central Park West. Everything closed 106 to 110th. That's some ongoing fire department over there, Joe, as well. Now, remember, the MTA Essential Subway Plan, that remains in effect. And you still have cashless tolling at the George Lincoln Holland, the Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and the Bayonne Bridge. Central Avenue is blocked in Kearney between 2nd Street and 3rd Street with some ongoing construction. Some isolated thunderstorms today, high of 61, mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's been good. It's been helpful for me with my memory. I had a really bad accident back in the 80s, and my short-term memory was compromised, and I really notice a huge difference if I don't take it. A lot of times I would try to remember a name. I'd be like, what in the world is that guy's name? And now, like, I don't struggle with it as much. It actually must stimulate the brain or something because it's really helping me with my memory. So I'm very happy about that. It really helps me a lot. So thank you.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe. Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
You found AM 970, The Answer. Proud to be called home by two out of every three news talk listeners in NYC. AM 970, The Answer.
Gonna tell and Mary Bond Uncle John, he claimed me as a music buddy and a lot of fun. Oh, baby, yeah, baby, woo, baby, have me some fun tonight, yeah.
Well, Little Richard. That's rock and roll at its best, baby. Richard, little Richard, we lost him over the weekend, 82 years young, and he rest in peace. You know, all the music that came from the Beatles, you've heard me say this before in the program, is when the Beatles came over and the British invasion came over, they were listening. All the folks, all those young kids performing, Eric Burdon and Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney and John Lennon, you know, they were all listening to all of the black artists in America. It was all that, the black blues came from the down south, went to Chicago, then turned into rock and roll, and you got little Richard surface like that. They were listening to all of that, man. So when the Beatles came over, those were the idols, little Richard. So he really, one of the true kings of rock and roll. Rest in peace, little Richard. Just a character and just one of the great rock and rollers of all time. Also, we lost Jerry Siller. We just broke about a half an hour ago, and Jerry was a sweetheart of a guy. You know him from Seinfeld. I got to tell you, just when our hearts go out to Ben and the family and to the Siller family, but the Sillers, you know, they were on Ed Sullivan, you know, Stiller and Mira. It was Jerry Stiller. Thank you. It was Stiller and Mira were on the Ed Sullivan show. And it's like 100 years ago. So I remember I went to the improv and I said, I'm going to start doing comedy. This was 1976. Hello. And I'm a kid out of college and I'm hanging out. And there was Ann Meir and Jerry Stiller. And they were there like in the club. And I remember them watching them on Ed Sullivan. So that was like the first stars I saw, you know, is Jerry and Ann. So they would hang. They were so friendly to the new comics. I got to tell you. Ann was a piece of work. She was funny. Then they would go on stage, and they were really legendary, the comedy. So that's how I got to know Jerry and Ann. And back in the day, and I went from the comedy clubs, I didn't go right to Saturday Night Live. I started doing commercials. Agents would come in and say, you know, you'd be good as the regular guy, you know, in a commercial, a beer commercial. And I started doing car commercials. I was doing, like, Buick. Schlitz beer, whatever it was, really. But you made good money, man. And Jerry and Ann knew that. Jerry and Ann were writing commercials, producing commercials, doing commercials. And I remember I went up to Ann, and I was just a kid, and she goes, you're doing commercials now? I said, yes, ma'am, I'm doing commercials. She goes, good. I have to be appropriate. I can't tell you what she said, but she said it's cushion money. It's money. I don't want to be inappropriate, but she said it's something you money. Because when you do the commercials, it'll allow you to choose what you want to do more creatively, because you'll have a cushion with the money that you get from doing commercials. And Mira told me that, and Jerry Siller is Stiller right there, man. So they were great. So Jerry's 92 years old, Jerry Stiller, and he was always nice, and we'd see each other on the streets, and we'd always go to commercial calls together. But what a career! What a great guy, and a thank you to Jerry and Ann, you know, now in comedy heaven for being so nice to we regular people, Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira. And Jerry, rest in peace. 6:29 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Rick Klein's coming up next hour. We got a great show, and thank you, Frankie Five Burrows. And a good morning to you, Frank.
Good morning, Joe. I hope your mom had a nice Mother's Day. Mine was great.
Yeah,
thank you.
How'd you do? Did you do all right? You
did
got
great.
Out and about
did great. Did one.
And Alice, so did I see a picture of you and your mom, Albert? Is
yeah, from a couple of years ago, I posted. Yeah,
when yeah, because we
right,
you
can't. Yes, now, I did see her.
You know, and I posted a picture. We all went out, and it was the big debate was, can you go near mom? So now, don't forget, New York, as you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com, which we're so proud of you to listen around the country, is like when you go around, we're the epicenter. New York is the epicenter, and even counties in Jersey, like Essex County and Bergen County, the coronavirus, the death rate, the infectious rate is very high, and it's dangerous. So my brother kind of oversaw. I said, look, we can't go in. And so I went to my mom's. I said, let me just go to my mom's. And I said, and I got her an iPad because she uses the iPhone. God bless her. She uses the iPhone. Oh, Joseph, let me see the house, what you're doing. I go, Mom, you going to FaceTime me? Yeah, let me FaceTime. She'll FaceTime it. I'll show her what I'm doing in the house, for crying out loud, right? So I got her an iPad so she'd have a nice big screen like that. And so we go over. I go up in the back, and there's the sliding door. And now she goes, oh, can you come in, Joseph? Come in. She goes like that. And then we said, Mom, we got to listen. I don't know what the political ramifications of the disease is. I don't understand it. I don't trust it. I don't think they know what they're talking about. I don't think they understand this disease. We're like 100 years ago. I'm not taking a chance. And we kept that door closed, and Mom was there, and she told me, the best Mother's Day she ever had. Because then my sister came over with Brian and Brett. Her beautiful children came over. We all were, and then I sterilized the presents. Listen, look at where we are. Look at where we are, though. And I wanted to say, and I posted a picture of my mom behind the glass door, and she had such a good time, and we did too, because it showed the unity of the family. They're trying to tear us down. And I don't care what you say. We're at war. We're at war. And we have the communists attacking us. That's the way I'm looking at it. They attacked us. And don't tell me I'm paranoid or now you're getting neurotic or conspiratorial. The Chinese, it's the communists trying to attack us, and we're not going down. We're going to be strong. But I wanted to post out, and I didn't because I don't want to be negative, and thank you for being positive when you go on Twitter. God bless you for that because we're the only ones. So I wanted to tweet out saying we're doing our part. And then I want to say, where the heck is the scientific community? Where the heck is the government now? Where are we on all this? Because now we've had it. We're staying home. These governors are in their glory controlling us. I don't care what you say. They love that. They love it. Because it gives them attention and ultimate power. Meantime, this country, economically, we have no idea how it's going to affect us 6 months from now, a year from now. And again, it's the game book. It's the playbook of the communists. It's the playbook of the communists. And in the name of God, I wanted to say, all right, we're doing our part. We're staying home. And we're New York and New Jersey. I was on Dr. Gorka's show, remember? I went on Dr. Seb Gorka's great show on Salem Media. And he said, Joe, how you feeling?
How are you feeling in New York, Joe? How are you feeling in New York, Dr. Gorka, with that wonderful, wonderful voice, you know?
And I said, you know what? I said, I'm surprised. I said, we're at the end of our rope. But in New York and New Jersey, we're adhering to the laws at hand. We're adhering to it. We're staying home. We're quarantining. I never thought everybody in New Jersey would, or New York really would. And we are. All right, government, governors, now it's your turn. You step up and you do something. Don't whine you don't have tests. Don't whine that you don't have ventilators. Don't whine that you don't know where to put the people in nursing homes. I don't want to hear it. It is time that this is taken care of. And now it is up to our government and up to the scientific community to do it. And I mean everybody. You go after China, you get reparations. Oh, we're not going to be able to pay for it. Get China to pay for it. That's what I want to hear from the White House. You know what? I'm done. I'm done. President Xi's a good guy. I'm done. We're building them for $3 trillion. I'm going out today. There's a bill to President Xi today for $3 trillion. Don't worry about it. You know, take some time off. We're going to send you some more money. And Steve Mnuchin and that's what I want to hear the president say. We're going after him. And you know what? Our task force, the medical task force, it's time to get remdesivir, and it's time to get hydroxychloroquine. Stop complaining. Stop whining. Hey, press, shut up and sit down. And now we're going to make this work. It's time to get rough, because if we could take the day like Mother's Day, and it's a simple thing, but it's all what that we're about. It's the fabric and texture and foundation of the United States. It's our family and our communities, and we stay in these high-taxed communities. We obey these ridiculous laws, what they tax, the regulations they put on business, especially in New York and New Jersey and California. And you know what? Our families are here, so we put up with it. We put up with it. Now, we're doing our part. Government, scientific community, step up or get the heck out of the way, because we're not going to take this much longer. Joe on the radio, I see the phone calls coming back to them in a second. 6:34, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
50 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is addressing the issues surrounding nursing homes in New York State, which he says is critically vulnerable population. At his briefing yesterday, Cuomo said moving forward, a hospital may not discharge a patient who is COVID positive into a nursing home. The governor explained, the goal is to reduce the strain on nursing homes. If a nursing home cannot treat a patient who is sick with COVID, they must now contact the Department of Health, and that person will be transferred to a COVID care facility. Cuomo says the state now has excess capacity and patients can always be discharged from hospitals to them. Originally, nursing homes were accepting patients who were sick, which resulted in multiple infections through nursing homes, leading to many deaths. Mayor de Blasio will use social distancing ambassadors to encourage New Yorkers to stay safe, with police arrests as a last resort. At his weekend briefing, the mayor acknowledged the video from last weekend of an incident on Manhattan's Lower East Side where NYPD was seen in a confrontation with citizens. Moving forward, de Blasio announced that the city will dispatch 2,300 social distancing ambassadors. They will be comprised of non-NYPD city employees who will be charged with monitoring social distancing practices around New York City. In sports, Major League Baseball will hold a conference call with owners today to discuss its plans to start the season. If they agree, The Atlantic reports the league will submit its proposal to the union tomorrow. A season of 78 to 82 games would start in early July, likely without fans. The playoffs would be expanded to 14 teams. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to Central Avenue between 2nd and 3rd Street in Kearney. That's construction DOT work going on there. Also, 46 westbound, that ramp to Route 17 northbound in Hasbrook Heights. It looks like a jackknife tractor trailer over there, so we're going to keep an eye on that area for you. So definitely avoid 46 westbound right into Route 17 in Hasbrook Heights. Let's see what's happening on the Merritt Parkway. Merritt Parkway southbound exit 44 down through 41. Getting down through Fairfield. That's some ongoing left lane construction. Still seeing volume on the LIE westbound out toward Greenpoint Avenue, and the eastbound BQE, some stop and go traffic heading up and out toward the Battery Tunnel. Getting reports of an accident, Garden State Parkway North at 143A. Watch for some scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 61. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work. Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? I recommend training at Front Sight for personal protection. Front Sight is the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. It's true. Enter frontsight.com/MikeG into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day 12-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises, no catches. Enter FrontSight, FrontSight.com/MikeG. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at FrontSight.com/MikeG. See you at FrontSight.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hey, now is the time to book New York cruises, please. The Atlantis. The Atlantis. 212-633-1231. We love this. We go on, do our schmooze cruise on the Atlantis. We went out with the Howard family from Balance of Nature on the Atlantis with all the grandkids. It is the best thing you could do. And you know what? We're so cooped up. This will be over before you know it. And if it's not, we will make it over. I know. That's when we'll get onto our New York, New Jersey snarkiness, and we'll say, done, sorry, we stayed in a couple months, you didn't do anything, now we're moving, and you want to call the Atlantis, and the first thing you want to do, I'm telling you, July 4th, are you kidding me, or out there in the summertime on the Atlantis with Captain Fred, it's a mega yacht. It's a mega yacht. You have fresh, salty air. Hello. No virus out there. Beautiful skyline views. Gourmet food to die for, right? We had DR Catering. Dominic was with us when we went out. There's a bar menu, first-class entertainment, immaculate facilities. This is spectacular. It's a great idea to call, and what a way to come back with your company, right? To go on the Atlantis and look at the beautiful architecture of this beautiful city from the East River, from the Hudson River, you know, of New York, New York. 212-633-1231. And again, if you want to make a proposal, you got a bar mitzvah, you got a retirement party, you want to do it on the Atlantis with Captain Fred. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. Thank you very much. It's a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
64% of News Talk listeners in America's number one market. Can't be wrong. AM970 The Answer. Welcome home.
CC Ryder. Eric and the Animals with Joe on the radio. Come on! Eric Burden. Al has informed me he is 79 years old today. Holy moly, I don't feel old. 79 years old. And you know what? Still top of his game, ripping it up around the world. Eric Burden from Eric Burden and the Animals, which was great. And you got to stay with me a second. I know I see the phone calls. 642 with Joe on the radio is when I think about Little Richard passing away, you know, and then I think of the day. And then I posted a picture of Little Richard with a very young guitarist who just came into his band back in the day. And that young guitarist's name was Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix played guitar and did all he played with the All Stars. You know, he played with all those bands before Jimmy found himself and really became the legend that he was, of course. So Jimmy and then in the Animals, the bass player for the Animals was a guy named Chaz Chandler. One of the great, you remember, a big tall guy in the back. If you remember, I'm talking to my Boomer brothers and sisters. Hey, Boomer, we own this. You know why? Because there's too many of us, and they can't take us away. So these young whippersnappers are going to have to learn this music. Boomer music from the 60s. Chaz Chandler was about 6'4", and he used to hold his bass upright. And when they played, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show, or they'd be playing out there around the arenas, around the country, the Animals. And Chandler went on to discover Jimi Hendrix as an individual artist and manage Jimi Hendrix for many, many years, right through Are You Experienced and a couple albums after that. And it's amazing. It's a small world. And I get some great shots online of Jimi Hendrix and of Eric Burdon together, man. I tell you, the best rock and roll of all, due respect to everybody, came out of the 1960s. Hey, Boomer. Yeah, you, Hey, Boomer, me. I'm telling you where the best music came. That was the 1960s. Hey, Charlie Finch is calling in. We always want to show respect and love to our good professor, kind enough to call in this early. Good morning, Charlie. Happy Monday, my friend.
Well, Joe, as you know, Little Richard's film, The Girl Can't Help It, which broke in the mid-50s, starring Tom Ewell and Jane Mansfield, that played all over England, and that was the biggest influence on Eric Burdon, John Lennon, and the others. Eric Burdon did a great cover of the song Girl Can't Help It that was on their first album. On COVID-19, Joe, you're talking about the science.
Yeah, man.
You know, when you walk in the woods in Hunterdon County in September, you get these burrs which attach to your clothing or to your dog odors that you can't get off. COVID-19, 1/1,000,000th the size of a pencil point, is like that. You know, it is like it just rips through the cells in the human body. Now, there's a company which I have no stake on called Regeneron in Tarrytown, New York, founded by two Macedonian Greeks who were close friends of John Catsimatidis. They were covered in the April 27th issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. I recommend that article. And they've invented something that goes through the millions of permutations of how the COVID-19 virus, so small, which mutates 26 times a week, interacts with the genetic code, and they have a system that can go through millions and millions of permutations in a matter of minutes. So the answer, in my view, Joe, to this problem, which menaces all of us, is through the private companies and private governments, not the government. One more thing, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Jerry Stiller was on The King of Queens. Little Richard was the Queen of Kings. Not that there's anything wrong with that, right? Onward and forward.
Well, Charlie, you're the best. I love it. By the way, Regeneron, I swear to goodness gracious, I bought that stock. That's so funny, Charlie, that you said that. I bought that stock. It was Hillary Kramer, Frankie, right, on the show, Al's favorite person, right? and she's great. Oh, my God, she was great. Remember she gave us a list of stocks?
That's right. I do remember
I wrote everyone down. I called my son, my stockbroker, called Joey, my son, my consigliere. I go, Joey, check these stocks out. I tell you what, I did so well on the show, which is great because my salary virtually got cut in half with all the personal appearances being postponed and other stuff. So it was great, and I believe it was Regeneron. And Charlie, as usual, on the money. Let me say hi to Viviana before we go to the guys. Viviana, always lovely to hear from you, and a good morning. And what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I'm about as incensed as you are, Joe. You've been shooting straight. Our governor has gotten to the point of being a self-appointed dictator. This is really concerning me. He's changed 256 laws without the consent of the people or the assembly of the Senate. He's voted himself $75,000 raise when people aren't even getting their salaries. They're not working. His briefing, he alternates between being a benevolent person and a despot. And he and de Blasio have unlawfully stopped us from peacefully protesting. Do you know, Joe, that this weekend people were jailed near because they were protesting near City Hall?
I know, Viviana, you are the one of the nicest people that we know, and thank you, Viviana. And Viviana is a great woman and with a strong, strong faith. So I understand that you say that you're hesitant to say that because again we're at war, and we got it. And I think the way Governor Cuomo has handled himself and Governor Newsom in particular have handled himself, and the way the president has mounted this monumental and epic assault by giving the states and the governors everything that they need has been real. You have to appreciate what the politicians are doing in that regard. But our patience is thin now, and it's time that we step up. And my point is, and I understand if Charlie makes a good point, it should probably the cure will come from the private sector. And I like the way this president leans to the private sector. It's 100 years since the pandemic and the Spanish flu, and we're still relating to that. We're still relating. What happened then? What do we know? It was 100 years ago. You're telling me we haven't figured out how to stop off a pandemic? You're telling me that and in November and in, you know what's great about this? I'll tell you, is that we talked about it from day one on this radio show. We were the ones. And with tip of the hat, certainly, to our astute young producer, Frankie Morano, who came in and brought all these guests in. And I would, now I'm curious. Now I'm going to say, now what's happening with this? Everything that we talked about, we're headed, you will see. And as I watch the weekend news, and just the objective news from Fox News, for example, everything we talked about, you heard first on this program. And then I'm very proud of that because we talked about the virus, how it starts, where it starts. What about China? It's China. It's the communists. And it's not even the poor Chinese people who are virtually being held as prisoners. And I know that only from Gordon Chang and from Peter Navarro. That's how I know. I learned it. I didn't. It's not like I'm a psychic or I took a shot. I'm telling you what I learned. We learned the facts. And Gordon Chang came on the show. And just last week, and when I said a week before that, I said, Gordon, now you're telling me that Xi knew that this virus would go around the rest of the world. He said, yes. He goes, I said, I'm going to use the word intentional. Use the word intentional, Gordon Chang. This was the chat we had week before last. I said, Xi intentionally allowed this virus. It got out accidentally out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Once it was out, the Xi and the Communist Party allowed it to spread around the rest of the world. Now, that's Gordon Chang talking, not me. And he reiterated that again on Fox and Friends First, this morning on Fox News. But you heard it here on the radio. So we're just trying to deal honestly like that. But now it's time, isn't it, to attack? And isn't it time for an attack? If this was World War II, we would have attacked, back. But don't forget, stay with me on this, please. In the Second World War, after they hit Pearl Harbor, and rest those wonderful sailors, rest their souls, that everybody died at Pearl Harbor, it took us six months, maybe more, to get back. Because don't forget, there were other the Coral Sea battles. There were other battles. We really took a hit until Midway. And that's when we started to move forward. I'm talking about the Pacific Theater of the Second World War. So in due time, I have confidence in this government and in our scientific community. And yes, Charlie Finch, you're right, in the private sector, that we're going to beat this thing. But they better move fast. Otherwise, we're going to have to take matters into our own hands. Hello? Hey, Debbie Duhaime is 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Joe on the radio, fired up Monday. How we doing out there, Deb?
Oh, let's see what's happening out here, Joe. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. LIE westbound at 110. That's a disabled vehicle here on the island getting out through Melville. Now, if you're heading to the Deegan South, we're still seeing delays getting down toward the Cross Bronx. Central Park West, watch for a closure, 106 to 110th. That's some ongoing fire department activity. It's still kind of busy on the Harlan River Drive South, getting down through the 140s. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to 46 westbound, right at Route 17 in Hasbrook Heights, all lanes subject to closure. It's all due to this jackknife tractor trailer. It looks like a tractor trailer was trying to turn around. He got stuck. So a big mess here on 46 West, right past Green Street at Route 17 in Hasbrook Heights. Watch for some slowdowns as well as you head out to Ridgewood over on Monroe Street. As you get right into West Glen Avenue, it looks like a car went right into a telephone pole. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me is New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer. You have an affordable housing plan. Can you tell us about your plan for affordable housing?
There's no bigger issue facing New Yorkers right now, and that crisis is the rent. People are being forced out of the neighborhood. So going back to when the city had a fiscal crisis in the 70s, people stayed and fought in their neighborhoods. They built those communities. There was no investment. There was no such thing as businesses coming into neighborhoods. Neighborhoods were being redlined. So people with very little resources raised families. Today, those folks who were the pioneers and saved the city, they're being pushed out of the city. And the immigrants who we want to come here, they don't have an entrance fee here that they can afford. $1 or $2 million condo buys you an apartment in New York City. Come on, that's not the New York that we should be having.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds and breaks of sun today. A stray morning shower. Breezy and cool in the afternoon with a shower or thunderstorm moving through the area. Today's high 62. Clearing tonight, breezy and cold, down to 39. The record in Midtown is 40, set in 1907. It'll feel like it's in the 20s later tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy and cool, high 59. For Wednesday, sunshine with a cool breeze, high 62. AM 970, The Answer.
You know, I see your social media. It's 6:54 with Joe on the radio. I saw your social media because my phone is not working now. Thank you, Apple. Thank you, China. So I want to tell you, you asked about the masks, these natural masks from Boomer Naturals. We want you to go to boomernaturals.com because everybody's asking about these great masks. And you've heard of the N95 masks, right, that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, we all want similar protection from bacteria. So a highly recommended mask that gives you almost the identical, the same protection is the Boomer Naturals 30-day face mask. It gives 92.2% antibacterial protection. Hello? Very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak, and they come in adult and children's sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks highly rated, they're also very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing them with soap and water at the end of the day, compared to the other masks that are more costly and only good for one use, right? So order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code Joe20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on orders over $50. That's code Joe20 at boomernaturals.com.
When 2 out of 3 news talk listeners in NYC turn to us to find out the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters, we're pleased to tell you they won't be disappointed. You found AM 970, The Answer.
That's true. There was a survey that our programming guru, the legendary Phil Boyce, but I hope it's okay. I'm talking about that. And it's amazing. And we appreciate so much and are very humbled how many people do listen to the program. So we do our homework. I come before this microphone with great responsibility every single morning and with great love for you. And I actually get pent up over the weekend. In case you haven't noticed, I see all these things on the news and I'm yelling at the TV, you know, and I'm with Otis. Oh, and then this Frankie Fiberos, I got to tell you, and I'm going to wait for the commercial, but I want to give a shout out to Susan at Rhino Shield. Oh, do you hear the ugh in my voice? Do you hear the ugh?
I hear
the
it.
Ugh. It's a good ugh. It's not like a ugh. It's a good ugh. It's like Rhino Shield came out to the house this weekend. This is the best thing. I'll talk about it when we do the commercial. But Susan Rhino Shielded my deck, Frankie Fiberos. The guys stayed outside. They were done in a couple of days. They did the whole thing. That deck that wraps around the house. I said, oh, my God. And it looks spectacular. And I got the color. We went back and forth. So a big thank you to Susan at Rhino Shield. You got to call Rhino Shield. I'll tell you, this is the best thing I've ever done. I can't believe how good the house looks. Like a brand new house. You know, it's just those things. So thank you. And the guys, they were the hardest workers I ever saw. And then as they were leaving, I remember they were just about finishing up yesterday. And they all walked. There were 4 guys from Rhino Shield. And they all stood and they looked at the house. You know what they did? They came back and touched up what they saw from a distance. They said, we got to fix that. Little touch up here, little touch up there. As professional as I've seen any company ever. Talk about.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, really great. So thank you, Susan. Love you. She's such a wonderful gal, as you know. Hey, so thank you, Rhino Shield. Frank is here. Alice here. Debbie's here. Rick Klein coming up at the top of the hour. Matthew Whitaker is a tough guy. He got a great book called Above the Law. Above the Law. Matthew Whitaker. You got to check that out. Pam Geller, Anything Can Happen with Miss Geller. She's the editor-in-chief of the Geller Report. Rachel Hartley with us. Commissioner Bill Bratton, with great respect, we bring to the airwaves. Colonel Michael Lewis, Bill Boggs on the Piscopo Show with Frank and Alan Debbie. And we are coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
50 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Rite Aid is expanding free coronavirus testing in New Jersey. 14 stores throughout the state will allow patients who have signed up online to drive up in the parking lot or drive-through window and administer their own nasal swab under the supervision of a Rite Aid pharmacist. The swabs are sent to a lab. Results will be returned by email, text, or phone call within 7 days. New York State's numbers on coronavirus are at their lowest level since the end of March. Governor Cuomo's latest numbers from yesterday show 521 new hospitalizations. The latest on the death count is 207 more deaths, a number the governor says is still too high, but better than the daily death count in previous weeks. The cause of a 7-alarm fire in Patterson being investigated this morning. Officials say 56 people are displaced from the fire on Beach Street, which took place over the weekend. Firefighters from Patterson and surrounding areas fought flames that raged through at least 6 homes. The Red Cross is assisting residents. No residents were injured, but a firefighter and a police officer received minor injuries. New Yorkers are staying away from the new East River Ferry service during the coronavirus pandemic, with service off by about 80%. Crew members on one of the ferries that travels from Red Hook to Manhattan say there are many days where there are just a couple of passengers on their boats. City says around 20,000 riders used the ferry service in the last week of April. That's down from just over 97,000 during the same week last year. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.